Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls about anything. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
The website, we give it away, 855-450-FREE is the number here. We talked about Russia and the protests going on out there briefly at the beginning of the last hour. Huge protests have hit the streets in regards to Vladimir Putin, but also specifically what happened with Pussy Riot, which they may be set free. The original story I saw reported this as though they were going to be set free. It doesn't quite look the same now, but according to the Associated Press, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev called on Wednesday for three members of the punk band Pussy Riot to be freed, a sign that the woman's release could be imminent, or the women's release could be imminent since their case comes up for appeal on October 1st. The band members were arrested for performing a raucous prayer inside Moscow's main cathedral, asking the Virgin Mary to save Russia from Vladimir Putin as he headed into the election that handed him a third term as president.
And I'd like to bring people's attention, because this is, in some people's mind, this is a property crime. I mean, you know, like, how would you feel if people busted in your house and did this? And churches are largely private institutions. Now, they open their doors and say, come on in and worship God. And, you know, so people worship God differently, and it's different in different churches. Now, one might ask oneself is, if you came into, you know, just sort of a Presbyterian church or the Methodist church I grew up in, and you started praising the Lord and say, the fashion that one might do in maybe a Pentecostal church, you know, a very loud Pentecostal church.
That's where they babble, right?
They can do all kinds of things. Yeah. But sure, they could raise their arms above their head, speak in tongues, flip around in the floor, whatever it is that they choose to do. And it would be disruptive in that church.
Right. So if a Pentecostal person came into, like, a Presbyterian church?
What would they do there in that circumstance? Well, you know, what should be done is, for one, in this Russian Orthodox Church, the claim is that it's way, way, way too tight with the Russian government. So, to some extent, if you open your doors to the public and ask the people to come in to praise God or whatever it is they might do, and you're tight with the government, like, that's a problem. The government is, you know, government is an institution of force, and the Russian government is by no means exempt from this, not even close. So the, you know, what I say is, well, people should be asked to leave. Not arrested, not thrown in jail for 2 years.
That's
2 years
supposed to happen.
Is by no means a reasonable punishment for going and being loud in church.
Absolutely. I mean, does anybody... do people really believe it is? Because in Russia, there were a number of people polled who said that, you know, yeah, stick it to them. How dare they?
Oh, yes.
So it's amazing to me that somebody could look at that act and, you know, even if you did agree that it was private property and say that something needed to happen to these girls, I agree with you, Mark. The only thing that should have happened is they should have been asked to leave. If they didn't leave, they should have been removed.
If they did it over and over and over again, you know, and then they've been banned from the
property. That's when you give a trespass order at some point. You can give them the trespass order right out the gate if you want to. And I don't know how it works in Russia, but, it's a Western kind of government to some extent there.
There should be a few strikes on this particular issue.
At least one.
Hurt anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing that happened was for 5 minutes, somebody had their prayers disrupted. And I mean, you know, they could go back to them.
Right. Whatever happened to forgiveness? I mean, we're talking about the Christian church here.
Right. Christians, well, for one, the Christian church was a disruptive organization. It has been disruptive throughout its 2,000 years. Mm. I mean, you know, there have been new denominations that come along that have disrupted old denominations. Disruption is part of the Christian church. And anyone who wants to deny it is ignoring history.
Well, they can dish it out, but they can't take it, apparently.
Well, I mean, no established denomination has ever thought disruption was a great thing once they're established. But many of the new denominations come along and they say, well, what you're doing is wrong. It's antithetical to God, and you're the Antichrist they were talking about in Revelations. So that thing's been thrown around a whole bunch.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to share your thoughts on, you know, the idea of protesting in a church and what should the punishment be. 2 years in prison is what these ladies got. And now Dmitry Medvedev is saying that he's basically the second in command in Russia, second most powerful person there. He's saying let him go. Apparently, by being the one to call for the women's release, Medvedev, who has cultivated the image of a more liberal leader, could allow Putin to put the uncomfortable case behind him while not appearing weak. So, Putin gets to campaign on, tough on crime.
Putin,
if they release these,
looks weak by keeping these three women who talked loud in church in jail. I'm sorry.
That's pretty cowardly, for sure.
Right. I mean, anybody who's going to vote for this guy for this reason is a disgusting individual. And, it's disgusting behavior. Putin looks good to everybody everywhere by releasing these women. I've found mercy in my heart for these young women, and I am going to release them. The liberals like it. The conservatives like it. Whatever. Say Jesus came to you in a dream. I don't care, but you look weak by keeping these women in jail.
I was thinking about kind of the big news of the week. You've got the big news over this week, this last period of days, was the Middle East, obviously, but also the Chicago teachers union protest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just thinking about kind of the scale of these different protests that are going on, because we were commenting last hour.
None of these protests have anything on the scale of what's going on in Russia right now.
No, no doubt. But, we were commenting last hour on how huge the scale is in Russia compared to the Middle East. But I was also just thinking, our commentary was about how America lacks protest, any significant size protests. So, but if you look at Chicago, which is probably one of the larger protests going on in America right now, they're all bureaucrats. So, the biggest protests in America are bureaucrats hitting the streets demanding more of your money.
In recent history.
Yeah, so, that's, if there's a decent protest movement, it's the bureaucrats. That's a sad state of affairs. That's terrible.
I guess that's what it comes down to.
So, your thoughts are welcome.
Unions have always been good organizations in getting people in the streets. And at this point, union essentially means public service union in the United States. 6% of sort of private sector employees are in a union, and it's like 60% of public sector employees are.
Medvedev, by the way, the AP report here says about Pussy Riot that the outward appearance of the women who perform in bright colored miniskirts and balaclavas and the hysteria accompanying them made him sick, he said with disdain, but he said keeping them in prison any longer would be unproductive. Quote, in my view, a suspended sentence would be sufficient, taking into account the time they have already spent in custody, in a televised meeting.
Now, I'm not for any, I'm not for any sentence in this particular instance. I think they should have been asked to leave, but
they've been in jail for 5 months or prison.
A suspended sentence is the smartest thing that a government could have done in this circumstance, because they would have found them guilty, which is what they wanted to do. They would have a
time served suspended sentence.
They would have had a huge sentence hanging over their head. Suspended sentence of 2 years. Who's going to go back in and talk loud in church with a 2 year sentence hanging over your head?
Well, the other members of Pussy Riot could, but those three probably wouldn't.
Probably not.
Let's go to your phone calls, though. You can bring up anything you want. Adam is listening in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
Just what you guys were talking about as far as Pussy Riot and all that other stuff. I think that Christians nowadays who are involved with the government are just so out of touch with how Christianity really is. I'm a Christian, and I also have a belief that people aren't calling me a heretic and all that other crap. It's what the Coptic Christians need to believe. In Revelation 22, the last chapter of the Bible, it talks about this tree of life that comes back for the healing of the nations, Jesus medicine, blah, blah, blah. And I'm over here thinking, the way that governments around the world are trying to stop the legalization of marijuana is kind of suspicious, in my opinion. And I was thinking, if the whole world just accepted marijuana as what it is, and that is a plant, what would that do to the world?
Well, there was a time, the Stamp Act went in early 1900s, early to mid-1900s. So, what, 1934?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, the Stamp Act went into it. So, I think we know what the world would be like prior to, with marijuana being legalized, because it's been that way for most of human history.
Well, I don't know. It would be more open, obviously, with people doing it. But we can continue in a moment if you would like to stick for that discussion. You can. 855-450-FREE. And you can bring up what you want. 1-855-450-3733. Pussy Riot, pot, whatever.
believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. You can, as always, bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site there totally free. So, again, freetalklive.com is the place to go. Now, one of the things that we can do on the site is accept bitcoins in the Bitcoin tip jar. If you have bitcoins, but if you don't have bitcoins, you should learn more about them. What is a bitcoin?
Well, a Bitcoin is it's internet currency. It's like cash for the internet. It's a new currency for a new millennium. And Bitcoins allow people to send and receive money online without having to pay any fees to any banking organizations. So, you don't have to pay 3% to send money to a friend. You can just send them Bitcoins. And, you know, it makes it a heck of a lot easier. You have complete control over your money. Instead of having, you can secure your money yourself with Bitcoins rather than having to go to a bank to do it. So it puts a person in total control of their money. Bitcoins can't be counterfeited, they can't be inflated, and they are a whole new step in the area of currency.
It's exciting stuff, and you can learn more.
Yeah, weusecoins.org in order to find out more about them. Weusecoins.org.
Great news. All right, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, again, you know, your thoughts are certainly welcome when it comes to the international scene, whether it is what's going on over in the Middle East with the protests and the anger over there and what's really going on with that. Is it all really just about one movie trailer on YouTube, or is it more about the likelihood that people are going to be upset when, well, people are bombing them and killing their loved ones on a regular basis, people from the U.S. military, and that might be a major factor here. But it seems like the mainstream media is just kind of pretending, oh, it's just all about this movie. They're just upset about this YouTube trailer. Nah, I don't buy it. So you can talk about that, Pussy Riot, whatever's going on there. But our last caller, who dropped off the line, by the way, had asked a question about, well, what if marijuana were legalized? You know, what would the world be like? What would things be like? Well, obviously, right now, a lot of people around the world smoke cannabis. Probably people who are listening to this radio show right now are smoking it, and or just finished. And there are people all over the place. I saw some headline recently about the oldest stash ever found. You know, they're finding
like 5,000 years ago in Egypt or something.
Yeah, they're finding them in tombs. Yeah. You know, and they're testing it, and the THC is still there. So you could pack up, you know, 1,000-year-old cannabis in a bowl or roll it up in a
thousand,
you know, whatever.
Several thousand.
Yeah, I mean, you can still smoke the stuff apparently. And so, you know, they were using it a long time ago, and people are still using it today. No amount of war on drugs is ever going to stop it. So I guess the only thing that would be different, I think, is that people would be more open about it. You'd be more likely to see, you know, somebody on a lunch break or something like that smoking a joint in a park. You know, the people hopefully wouldn't hold back in the same way that a cigarette smoker isn't afraid to, you know, stand outside and smoke a cigarette.
Well, I don't think that I don't think in most lines of work that somebody should be smoking a joint at lunch on their lunch break.
What if you work at a pizza place?
I don't know. You're going to have to talk to your boss about it. It has nothing to do with
your boss is probably getting high with you.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
If it's a pizza place. Yeah.
God, you and your thing about pizza places.
Yeah, pizza dudes, if you're listening, prove me wrong. If I'm wrong about this, 1-855-450-FREE. Otherwise, you can call in and tell us all your pizza pot-smoking stories, because there's always some of them. You know, stuff at the house of some people there getting high. They offer you some on your route as you're driving around delivering pizzas.
I've worked delivering pizzas, and that never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You never came across people smoking pot?
I never really paid attention. It wouldn't be my business, but no one ever offered.
Sometimes you can't mistake it.
I didn't.
You know?
No one was sneaking out back that I know of smoking pot. You know, that just wasn't happening.
How old were you at the time?
28.
Wow. And, maybe you just... Now, were you smoking any cannabis at that time in your life at all?
I wasn't. No.
Okay. Maybe it's because you weren't that you just didn't get connected to that. Maybe you just seemed too, I don't know, straight-laced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Oh, I try very hard to be square.
Okay. And that's why people weren't sure about you. They didn't let you into the inner circle, which is approximately 90% of any given restaurant or certainly pizza place. It's just my experience, man, and I haven't even worked the industry. I just know people who have 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, you know, whether it's the pizza dude or international affairs, we'll talk to you about anything at 855-450-3733. Let's go to Barry listening in Idaho to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Barry.
Hey, guys, am I to take it that your opinion is that the reason why these Muslim extremists are seem to be targeting the United States is because of our actions?
Our actions? Who do you mean by our? Because I haven't done anything.
Well, you're saying, neither have I.
Okay.
Personally. I'm by hour, I mean that I suspect that you consider yourself a citizen of the United States.
No.
You don't consider yourself a citizen of the United States?
You'd have to prove it.
Yeah, well, what I'd say, actually, is that the definition of a citizen is a person who owes an obligation of allegiance to a government that has an obligation to protect. And the United States Supreme Court has ruled time and again that they have no obligation to protect you. If they did, the cops would have to write you a check whenever your house got burglarized in order to replace the items that got stolen. Or, you know, if somebody got murdered, then the police would have to, you know, pay off a life insurance policy. They don't have any obligation to protect. So, therefore, you're not a citizen, I'm not a citizen, nobody that you're listening to this is a citizen.
Okay, well, I guess that's debatable.
Go ahead and debate it. You can't debate it with the Supreme Court.
Look it up in Black's Law Dictionary, what the definition of a citizen is, and then you will look at that definition and you'll say to yourself, well, I guess he's right.
Well, if the military then, the United States military, you're saying is largely responsible for the actions that the Muslim nations take against us.
It's a funny way to phrase it, because mostly the people in the military say that they just do what they're ordered to do, and that they would be punished if they didn't do what they were ordered to do. So maybe we could say Washington D.C.
Sure, because the CIA is involved in a lot of happens in those other countries as well. So it's certainly not just the U.S. military. It's that whole complex.
I do feel that people are responsible for their actions, so therefore I feel like soldiers are responsible for their actions, but I think that most soldiers are really just following orders.
I mean, you'd be pretty mad, Barry, if some folks bombed your family members, right? You'd be mad at those people, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, if my religion is directed me to have a hatred towards Christians, then all
what would
of
make
that
you think,
have no...
You're not actually suggesting that the Muslim religion does that, right?
Well, it absolutely does, yeah.
No. Nope. Maybe there's some extremist versions of it in the same way that there might be some extremist Christians who don't understand their own text. But I've read the Quran, and I've looked into this, and it's just not the case at all. In fact, the Quran speaks highly of Christians. It just disagrees with them on a few points about God. You know, they don't believe in the whole triune God thing, the Trinity thing.
Neither do the Unitarian Christians.
Soul God. So, hey, thanks, Barry, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. I bet he heard that on some talk radio show that Muslims don't like Christians.
Muslims are bad.
855-453. Just not true. You can bring up anything, whatever you want here, and take control. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors.
And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you are invited over at freetalklive.com to actually take control of the website as well. You get to submit whatever you want to the site. So you find something online, maybe it's an article about something like Pussy Riot or whatever's going on internationally, or maybe something about pizza. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want, you can submit it to the site, and then other listeners will decide whether they like it or not, and they'll vote it up or down. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So when you go there, you submit what you want, it appears on the upcoming stories page. Click the upcoming stories page and vote on the different items that are there. That's the freshest stuff on the site. The more votes they get, the more likely they're promoted. Therefore, if they're on the front page, we'll be more likely to see them and talk about them here on the radio. And, of course, you can call in as well at 855-453 as we continue here with your calls. Now, it's interesting. Looking at kind of the way the show goes, you know, they don't tell you these things on regular talk radio shows where, you know, it's the left and the right spectrum, kind of standard cookie-cutter conservative liberal shows. They don't tell you about who's on the line or how many calls they've been getting. But it's interesting. We've been talking about, you know, critical international news, Pussy Riot, freedom of speech being suppressed in Russia, people having huge protests as a result of that, the Middle East, the lack of protests in America. And, you know, we get a trickle of phone calls on that. But talk about pot and pizza places.
Wham!
Boom! Full phone lines. So if you're trying to get through, be patient. We'll get to you here. 855-450-FREE. But interestingly, we actually have a guy on the line who's got it all. We've got Matthew in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN, who claims that he works with Russian Muslims, because we just talked about Muslims a moment ago with a caller. So he works with Russian Muslims at a pizza place. So you've really tied it all together here, Matthew. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first-time caller on your show. Thank you for having me.
And yeah, actually, I'm in a very tourist-driven environment, and I do work at a pizza place, and yeah, everything you just said pretty much is true. I was
yeah, right. Where are you right now? Are you at work or are you at home?
No. I'm actually off this evening. I've got a bad back. I'm not going to lie. And I was taking it easy. I got rid of cable as a way to start saving some money because things, you know, with the economy and everything. And I've gotten more to talk radio.
Nice.
And I was really fortunate to know five really nice young men from different areas of Russia. And three of them being Muslims, you know, most of them, like most young people in America, are only worried about, I think, the same things. A nice job, and for them, it's almost any job.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Before they left, as they were packing, I sat down and asked some serious questions, like, what do you think and feel about Iran? You're 19 to 20 years old. What are your feelings on Iran? Most of them have the same kind of view that most people in America have. Don't really care. I mean, we should kind of just leave them alone.
Right.
You should keep them in check because that's a country and there are other countries like North Korea. You know, in a way, I think some people just would almost wish we would just leave them alone. But you do need to keep some places definitely in check. But even though they're close and they've had problems from what I learned with that part of the country and that part of the region of the world, most of them just kind of don't care. They have other things on their mind, and kind of, you know, I was the one guy with the car. You know, most of these kids were riding their bike up and down the road doing two jobs, you know, just making whatever they could.
Good for them.
And that was really nice to see.
It's the American dream.
Now, as Muslims, we had a guy calling a moment ago talking about this myth that Muslims are taught to hate Christians and that it's some sort of official part of doctrine or whatever, which is nonsense. But were they hating on the Christians while you were hanging out with them and talking?
No, and, you know, I'll be honest, I still do smoke, but I'm also what you would consider a Southern Baptist as far as the church I go to. Now, that part of my social life, I definitely keep quiet.
Sure.
But I do like, you know, and I'm not talking, I would like the non-denominational Southern Baptist church. I'm not into the hardcore Southern Baptist church.
You and a bunch of other people are keeping it quiet in your church.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. But, you know, I did ask them because, I did smoke around them. I kept it separate, but I wasn't going to change my lifestyle and who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And having the opportunity to communicate, most of them, even over there, do the same thing. But everybody kind of keeps that quiet.
You're not supposed to use mind-altering substances as a Muslim.
But as far as the Christianity aspect goes in other religions, if they don't know a whole lot about it, I don't know how many of the...
Meaning the Muslims don't know much about Christianity?
Right, as the Christians don't know much about Muslims.
How the American, like, to meet an American who's a Christian and not to really know what to expect. Some of them always expect you to be over the top.
Sure.
But when they met somebody like me who really wasn't over the top and was accepting of their faith and respected the fact that, you know, if there was a messed up pizza, hey, this has ham on it. I never tried to, hey, let's see if we can get them to eat ham and not tell them
and then laugh
on them. Yeah. I never tried to pull that because that's just rude. I wouldn't want somebody to, you know, pull that on me. But most of these kids were really nice. And I think mostly they were just happy to be able to be in a place where they could ride their bike at any time of the day or night.
Yeah, it sounds like they were working with at least one guy who, you know, didn't have preconceived notions and wasn't hating on them. Your mutual respect was, it sounds like a worthy experience. I'm glad you shared that with us. Anything else on your mind?
No, other than that, I appreciate your program. It's been very interesting as I've, you know, dropped cable.
Hey, man, glad to be there. We're glad to be there for you. We'll never charge you to listen to Free Talk Live, and thanks for listening tonight.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE, whether it's on the radio waves in your local area or if you can only get us online at freetalklive.com. It's always free.
You can it's just about the only form of free entertainment left. Television, you really can't even do anything with rabbit ears anymore.
You do have to pay for the internet, so internet's close to free, but...
Well, it's unlimited.
Yeah.
But it's not free.
So let's continue here. You can, of course, bring up what you want.
Internet is not unlimited. I used to have, still do have satellite internet out at my house. So there you're limited to a certain number of gigs per month.
Two, Anonymous, calling also from Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Are you there?
We are. Hello.
Oh, yay. Well, just say hey to Matthew. I don't know where he is here in Myrtle Beach, but I'm here also. That was just a coincidence that we both called at the same time.
It's, well, there you go. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Anyway, in the car, driving, getting something to drink, you all started talking about pot, and I'm just talking, you know, listening to it. And then you all came up with the pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true.
It's
so true. I mean, the owners, the workers. Do you know what kind of pizzas that you can concoct up?
The owners, the workers, the managers,
the guys,
the drivers,
the guys on the radio at the pizza place.
Yep.
In the late night hours, you have a scrambled egg pizza.
Oh gosh!
So what happens when a square shows up like Mark to come to work there? Like, does everybody just kind of?
Yeah, how do you feel out the new guy?
About the new guy?
Yeah, how do you
feel him out?
Yeah, how do you figure out whether the new guy is hip or not?
Because normally, if you're working at a pizza place, you're probably already in on it. You're probably already cool. Like, the new guy's probably worked at a pizza place before, so he'll pull out a pipe or something like that. But what if a square shows up like Mark in the late 90s?
You wait for him to make the move, because he will.
Yeah, if he's not square.
They do.
Yeah, if he's not square, he'll make the move.
He works in a pizza place, he's not going to be square.
You're the one guy, Mark. I mean, you and, like, maybe a handful of other people.
I didn't stay that long. I was only there a couple of weeks. I couldn't handle the uniform. It just embarrassed me, so I left.
Well, our uniforms were tie-dyed.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And we had incense burning in the
far out
place.
And what is the name of this place? If I'm ever in Myrtle Beach, I'll just stop
well,
in.
Well, it isn't anymore because...
Oh, it's a shame.
It isn't anymore because it was just too much.
I heard you. Thanks for the story. I appreciate it, Anonymous. Appreciate the call. 855-453.
She's anonymous. She doesn't want to give the name of the place where she used to work.
Gotcha. 1-855-450-3733. It might have been any pizza place anywhere except for the tie-dye. Free Talk Live. You take control.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight with you, it's Ian
and Mark.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them away. And if you like the show, shop. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier there. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in money to AMP. We take that money in and invest it in the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll learn about the perks you get, like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only forum. Go and get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our site. We make it as pretty easy over there at amp.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live. So if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI has solutions for you, whether it's collections or early out billing or purchasing charged off receivables. SACL CAI can handle it. They can handle it in a way that shows respect to you and your clients. It's SACL CAI, and their banner is at freetalklive.com, the top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, let's continue to you and your calls. Tony is also listening to WRNN in South Carolina. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm enjoying your show.
Welcome, sir.
Very interesting. I'm kind of a first-time caller. Where are you guys emanating? Where are you broadcasting from?
We are in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire in a little place called Keene.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So tell me what's on your mind tonight, Tony.
Well, I was surprised at the... I shouldn't say I was surprised that your phones lit up when they talked about something as menial as who smokes pot in a pizza parlor. I mean, who the hell cares? But I know my late uncle had a place, and nobody smoked pot in his place. Most of it was family.
Whose was it?
Where was it? A couple guys came in there, and they didn't last too long. I don't know for what reason. My uncle was kind of a closed-mouthed Italian who took care of business on his own without anybody helping him. So
is the place still there?
No, they sold that, and he passed away.
Now, so this is a pizza place you're talking about?
Yeah.
Because I made the allegation that pizza places are packed full of cannabis users, and then
I rebutted.
That's not true.
Well, did you work there?
No, but I visited there, and I know my uncle, and I know my relatives.
Was it all family that was working there?
Just about, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't work there?
I beg your pardon?
But you never worked there? You didn't spend a significant amount of time there?
If you're thinking that I don't know what I'm talking about, you're going up the wrong avenue.
I'm just saying, brother, people are pretty good at keeping that from folks.
Man, you're off the trail here. 30% of people have smoked marijuana in the United States. This place
and 90% of people at pizza places,
this
man.
This place closed down some time ago. The guy knows what his family's talking about, and it's ludicrous that you say otherwise.
Yeah, I don't think you can say all the pizza places. You know, anytime you make a general statement, you're making mistakes.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, unless you think you know your family members, but that's not.
I don't want to argue that point with it.
What makes you think you know your family members so well?
Beg your pardon?
What? How do you feel about cannabis personally?
Well, I don't smoke anything.
Okay,
I don't drink any
alcohol
or anything.
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I think it's from what I've read and what I've heard, it doesn't do your brain any good, much the same way as alcohol.
Okay.
But if people want to do it, that's fine with them. They can
now,
jump
it's an
off
Italian
the bridge.
Family,
I don't
right?
care.
Our Italian family's pretty big in general,
yeah.
would you say? Okay. So the more people, here's what I'm going to suggest to you. I know this sounds unbelievable.
But I don't want
to
belabor this point. I got something much more important.
Cool, man. Well, we'll get to that. But
okay.
I just want to share this with you. The more people you have in your family, the more likely some of them are going to be cannabis smokers. And if they've ever sat around a table with you...
Pizza place. I'm not talking about families. I'm not talking about the guy across the street. I don't think you could say that most people...
I get what you're saying, but the point I want to make to you is that if it's your attitude that marijuana is not good for your brain and you're likely to come out and say things like that, odds are good that your family members who do smoke cannabis are not going to talk about it around you, and so therefore you would have no idea that they actually participate in that.
Oh, I beg your pardon. On the contrary, they are more adverse to it than I am.
There you
okay.
go.
So, you know your
family
better
together.
Than
I go to the pizza place when I go up to Jersey.
Go to your other point.
And we used to get together for the holidays, and I know, you know, they're very conservative people. But that's
okay.
a different story. Let's
sure.
talk about what's going on up in the sky. Now, you guys are very informative.
Boy.
You give the impression that you know a lot. I like the idea that one guy seems to be a conservative. And one guy seems to be a progressive liberal.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you don't bother me, you're okay. Now, the thing is, what do you know about what's being sprayed on us? Do you know anything about that?
I know that some communities have pesticide programs.
No. You're way off.
All right.
You don't know about what's being sprayed way up in the atmosphere. You're not familiar with the documentary. What in the world are they spraying on us?
Yep, I'm familiar with it.
All right, what's your opinion of that? I'm interested.
We've had people call this show for years about chemtrails, this conspiracy theory that the government is spraying something to either control people's minds or to poison people or to control the weather. And, you know, there's different versions of this particular conspiracy theory.
But one thing's for certain is that it would take a lot of pilots and a lot of people in order to operate the planes that are doing this, and certainly not every plane in the sky is doing it.
Of course,
you could separate
the vapor trail, which is thin, pencil thin, and dissipates in a matter of minutes, as opposed to the chemtrail, which I understand is aluminum,
says you're wrong
and it
about
spreads
that.
Out and it hovers.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid in the mid 1970s, maybe a little less, being at nursery school and seeing the trails, the contrails over the sky, and how long that they'd, because you know, back when I'm 4, 5, 6, 7, I had more time to look at the sky and see how long they'd last and that kind of thing. And they lasted. I mean, there's different types of contrails. It's little ice.
Oh,
particles.
Really? What?
Yep.
And what did you actually get from what in the world are they spraying on us? What did you walk away from? What knowledge did you get from that documentary?
You asked me if I was familiar with it, and I'm familiar with the title. I've seen it, but I haven't dedicated the hour and a half or 2 hours to watching it.
Perhaps you should, because in the end...
Then you'll know the truth.
I would say if you're going to watch something,
you watch all of it, okay?
No, I haven't watched any of it.
They go into the halls of Congress. They're allowed. They go with their cameras. And they try to interview some of the congressmen. Nobody will touch it with a hot potato.
I'll bet.
Nobody will touch it. Why is that? Why don't they come out and say, I don't know? Or
look,
they
man,
do say, I don't
maybe
know.
They,
and
maybe
they
are
away.
Spraying things. I don't know. There's no way to prove it. But this this claim that you can tell the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail in the sky is nothing but bunk. Science.
In your opinion.
No.
A guy
science,
didn't even
that's
watch
the opinion
the whole,
of proven
didn't even
science,
watch the whole documentary,
man.
But you
can
make
a watch a documentary
statement.
All you want.
You don't
thank
want
you for
to
the call,
it.
Tony. I mean, you're the same guy that doesn't believe people in his family smoke pot.
That doesn't mean anything.
Look. You know, you can watch a documentary all you want to, and they'll present to you what opinion they want you
right,
to have
documentary
after,
is.
After it's over. But then there's also science. And the way that what you were talking about, Mark, the way that
well, somebody would have broke the story. I don't really care about the science behind it. You know, I get I
it's
have
true,
read the
though.
Science. The science is right. And, you know, sorry, there's been contrails and they've dissipated for quickly or over a long period of time for, you know, decades. They have changed jet engines at some point in the relatively recent past, a couple of decades ago. So it did change contrails and their sort of structure a little bit. But, you know, largely there's still the old jet engines out there, too. The fact is that whoever was spraying whatever in the sky, the story would have broke because there would have to be hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of, there would have to be thousands of people involved in this. Imagine, mm-hmm. The United States is a big country. Assuming they're just doing it over the United States, they'd have to have thousands of people. People work 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. Why wouldn't they do this at night instead of during the day? There's all kinds of reasons why this just doesn't make sense. If the government was trying to spray you with poison gas from the sky, they wouldn't do it during the daytime.
So, good debunking there, Mark. But let's get to the science. Just because, you know, science is important. It's been proven and double-checked and studied and all that.
I'm not going to watch this. What in the world are they spraying?
I get better things to do with an hour and a half.
If you want to go watch it, we've talked about it several times here on the air. Go feel free to go watch it. You can watch whatever you want to watch.
So, okay, I've got the science. We're going to keep it short, understandable, simple. We're going to do that coming up in hour number three. We'll share that with you. 855-450-FREE. But seriously, if you've got an hour and a half to kill, don't spend it on some conspiracy.
Smoke some pot.
No, well, and watch Victimless Crime Spree. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Victimless Crime Spree, and it'll cost you absolutely nothing. So you've got more money to spend on the pot. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're looking out for you.
We.
Me and you. Well, you're not really involved in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, but I am. It's the movie that I had the pleasure of executive producing. All right, so we're coming up. Hour 3 is next. You take control of the science on contrails.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.